All right, it's time to preview Week 10 of the college football season. I'm Jacob Bunn with the College Football Professor here at BunnSports.com. We've previewed every weekend, and we give you predictions that are incredibly accurate. Every week, it is very, very unusual that we actually miss a prediction. So you'll want to stay tuned for predictions later in the program. But first, I want to get the College Football Professor's take on the entire landscape of college football and maybe some teams that aren't performing as well as we might have expected. So what do you have for us, Professor?
Well, Jacob, let's just think about a couple things. First of all, we saw the first four in the college football playoff by the committee.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a moment, I'm sure.
And by the way, I would like to – well, we'll talk about it in a moment. Go ahead.
I would like to just say, let me offer you four teams that are kind of in the – their season is in a tank this year. And I'd like to hear which ones you think are the most – the furthest in the hole. That is Ole Miss – Michigan State University, Notre Dame, and FSU.
Okay, well, I would say Michigan State is the worst of those. I'm astounded by how poor they have played this year. I would say that Notre Dame probably second, and Florida State, oh boy, Florida State, I would probably put them third, and then the least in the hole is Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has just played a tough schedule. They, of course, lost to Florida State, but, you know, they played Alabama, they played Arkansas on the road, LSU back-to-back, they played Auburn right now, and you don't want to play Auburn. So I would say Ole Miss has had a bad year, but they're not quite as bad as the other three. I'm very surprised at how bad Michigan State has played this year.
I think that's the surprise, is that Michigan State and Notre Dame just not very good football
teams. They're just not.
Ole Miss and Florida State are both good football
teams. They have good
teams. Play tough teams, and you play tough teams, sometimes you lose a lot.
And a whisker away. Florida State, 3 points from beating Clemson. That was close. Ole Miss, how many points away from beating Alabama? They were very close. So a whisker away from having good years.
Well, so let's look at that another way.
Okay.
The high risers, the ones that's floating to the top.
Mm-hmm.
What about Washington, Auburn, West Virginia, and Louisville and Lamar Jackson? I'm putting those together.
Well, Louisville and Lamar Jackson, they've had up and down year, of course. They had the one loss to Clemson, but they've had to pretty good. Washington, you can't say enough about the job Chris Peterson has done in that program. Right now they lead the Pac-12. They do have a favorable schedule, and they might run into some trouble as they have to travel to Washington State later in the year. That could end up being a problem for them. Auburn, they're on a roll right now. Their big test, of course, is going to come at the end of the year when they travel to Tuscaloosa. If they can pull off that, then I think this Auburn team has an incredible turnaround. And what were the others that you mentioned?
Well, Washington and West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yeah, can't say enough about the job West Virginia. I know they've suffered the loss, but they have turned it around. And would you say that Dana Holgorsen coming into the year is probably on the hot seat, and now he's not?
Well, right now I think you'd have to say that Washington being undefeated right now against the Gold Star, but we'll have to wait and see what happens in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Let's mention the college football playoff top four just in passing. Of course, you had Alabama number one. No surprise there. Clemson number two, Michigan number three, and then Texas A&M number four. Now, if you read this blog here, you read BunnSports.com, you would have known that Texas A&M was the fourth best team in the nation, because for two consecutive weeks I have had them, despite the loss to Alabama, in my top four. I don't think they'll stay there in the college football playoff, but you have to give it to the Aggies. They've had a good year.
They'll not stay there unless they lose. I mean, if they lose, but what if they don't lose? They got some tough games. It's going to help them even rise further.
They won't stay there as long as Washington remains undefeated and Ohio State is there. They will get knocked out at some point, regardless of whether they keep winning. That's just my opinion. All right, let's look at some highly ranked and heavily favored teams this week in action, and we'll start with number 22, Oklahoma State at Kansas State. The same drill we do every week: 1, 2, or 3 chance of an upset.
2.
Okay, Kansas at number 14, West Virginia. I really don't even need to ask you this one. You might make a -3 on this one.
It is. It's a 3.5.
TCU at number 13, Baylor. Scary game for the Bears?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
The thing is that TCU has underperformed all year. They're having trouble getting their offense. But you just know Gary Patterson's a really good coach, and you keep waiting for them to have that stellar game, and this could be it.
Number 8, Wisconsin at Northwestern. This is a game where I think the Big Ten's they really need to win this game, because they need to stay ahead of Nebraska in that Big Ten West.
Yes, I think so, and I think they will win.
Louisville at Boston College. They're trying to clip along. Any chance that they could have a problem here?
I'd put it at 3.
Really?
No, I mean 3 in the sense the chance would be a one then.
Okay, one. All right, number four, Washington at Cal. Is this where they stumble?
That's a two. I think that does have its thing. And because of the fact that California can score, they don't have any defense, but they can score.
Okay.
So that could make a challenge for Washington.
Number three, Clemson is in action against Syracuse this weekend at home.
Well, I don't think Michigan. Number three, Clemson will win easily.
And number two, Michigan. And again, these are AP poll rankings, but number two, Michigan is in action against Maryland. They would be number three in the playoff rankings. Yeah. They're at home against Maryland. Any chance here?
I'd put it a one, but I will say this, that times Maryland's been better than advertised this year.
All right, let's look at some games that we're going to pick straight up now, and I say pick straight. They're more games that we pick, and these would be Missouri at South Carolina. We'll start there. This is the Columbia Bowl, I guess you would call it. It's being played in the Columbia that is located in South Carolina this time, but the Tigers have not been very good this year. South Carolina, they're coming off of an emotional high after upsetting Tennessee. Who wins this game?
Well, while this won't be anything close to the Battle of Jericho, I do think it's a very important game for both these teams. And, you know, while, as we've said before, you know, we look at number one playing five and that kind of thing as being the great games. But to these teams, to these fan bases, to the Gamecocks and to the Tigers, this is a big game. But I think South Carolina will win the game. But I think it could be quite a contest.
Early morning game on ESPN. Vanderbilt, the Commodores, are traveling to Jordan-Hare Stadium to play a red-hot Auburn team. Vanderbilt, if they can do one thing, it is defense. Any chance they slow down the Tigers and give them perhaps an overlooked game here?
Well, the one thing they can't do is score. So there you go. They got a good defense, but they can't score on offense.
So no score, no win.
That's
for
right.
The Vanderbilt Commodores. Another game in the SEC, Georgia at Kentucky. This game has implications beyond just these two teams. If Kentucky were to win this game, then Alabama would possess the tiebreaker over Auburn in the SEC if it came down to a three-way tie, and a lot of things would have to happen to get to that point. But if that were the case, that would be benefited by Kentucky winning. So here is Kentucky playing Georgia in Lexington. Georgia's been struggling. Upset here?
This is, would you call it an upset?
No.
I'm not so sure the Wildcats won't win this game, but it's going to be quite a contest, I think. Georgia could start playing like we think they should, and that could be the difference. But if they don't change their ways, then they're in trouble.
A game that used to have incredible national implications, and now just one of the games on the radar, neither of the teams are ranked. Oregon, the Ducks traveling to the Coliseum to play USC.
It's a big game for USC, I think, and I think it's just a meaningless game for Oregon, except they need somehow
they gotta have something,
to
yeah.
get something happen the positive way, but I think Southern Cal takes care of business here.
Number four in the college football playoff rankings, as we mentioned, are the Texas A&M Aggies, and they're on the road in the SEC, and when you play in the SEC and you play on the road, anything can happen. Anything can happen. This is a Mississippi State team that has not been very good this year in Starkville, early morning kickoff. I don't think it favors Mississippi State, but it's still a road game in the SEC could present some problems.
I think that the Texas A&M Aggies will silence the Cowbells, so
okay.
I think they win this game.
No problem.
Right.
Okay. All right, another SEC potential upset. Top 11 team, Florida, is on the road at Arkansas. This is a game. Florida needs to maintain that control in the SEC East. They have the one game or two game lead on Tennessee, but remember, because of the postponement of the LSU game, they are still going to play in Baton Rouge. They still play South Carolina, and this game at Arkansas, they got to win two of those games they can't lose two of them.
This game may be the critical game for them.
It probably is. So
and,
what happens?
Let me say this. Florida has a really, really, really good defense. Now, if Arkansas plays anything like they played last week, they're going to get routed again. But, you know, sometimes Arkansas has that. I guess it has to do with the hog characteristic. Sometimes they know how to bow the neck and raise up. But I do think Florida wins the game.
Florida wins the game. I think they get a really good game in this one. This is what, if I was putting my finger on an upset, I'd say this one right here. Number 10, Nebraska at number 6, Ohio State. They're trying to respond after losing to Penn State 2 weeks ago. They did get the win over Northwestern. The Buckeyes did last week. Nebraska lost to Wisconsin, but they're still in. They still have the lead in the Big Ten West, but a lot of people think that lead is going to go evaporate with this game. They're playing in the Horseshoe, and they're underdogs by 17 points. They are really not expected to do much in this game. But I think it'll be a kind of a muddy-type game, and I think Ohio State could be in some trouble if it's a close game late.
Well, Nebraska, I thought before they lost to Wisconsin last week, was a paper cornhusker. But I'm not so sure that Ohio State won't come in and kind of, take the game, as they say, take the cornhuskers by the horns and win the game.
They really say that, take the cornhuskers by the horns?
I don't know whether it is or not. Okay. I just thought of it.
All right. Well, number one, Alabama. This is our game of the week. Is playing on the road this week, and they are in Baton Rouge Saturday night in Death Valley. Primetime CBS kickoff. Alabama hasn't lost to LSU in 5 years, and last time they did lose to them was in Death Valley, and we know what's happened. They won the championship game. They won several other games, but they've all been close games in Baton Rouge, and it's never really a blowout when it comes to the games that they play down there. So my question to you is, will this one with the head coach, interim head coach Ed Orgeron, be a blowout, or will Alabama go, or will this be a close game? Perhaps with Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis, and their rushing attack be able to give the Tide some problems? What do you think happens?
I'm not expecting a blowout. I do expect Alabama to win the game. I think one of the things that could happen in this game, this may be the game that they really begin to get this great crew of receivers that they have involved in the game. So I look for Alabama to win, but not a blowout.
And by great group of receivers, you're talking about Alabama, but LSU has some of the most underrated receivers in the country, and they're underappreciated because they haven't had a quarterback to throw to them. But Trayvon Doral, Malachi Dupree, LSU has some talent, and perhaps if there is a weakness on this Alabama defense, it would be throwing deep. So if Danny Etling, who is going to be the starting quarterback, has any type of a good game throwing deep, that could make it interesting. But I tend to agree with you. I think Alabama by 10-plus.
Well, here's the deal, Jacob. Alabama's playing LSU, and they will play a team that has the most talent of any team they've played this year. The question is, will they play the best team they've played? And that's the real question.
The most talent may be at every position except one, and that one is the most important. I think Alabama has a decided advantage at quarterback, wouldn't you say?
I agree with that.
We will chronicle what happens this week and also look ahead to next week as you join us as we preview Week 11 here at MunnSports.com. For the College Football Professor, I am Jacob Bunn, and we hope you enjoy your weekend.